What's up? Nurtured through righteous living, a testimony of Jesus becomes the governing force in all that a person does. Bishop Keith B. McMullen of the Presiding Bishopric, Jesus, the Very Thought of Thee, Ensign, May 2004, page 33. 10,000 pounds of food. How long does it take to collect 10,000 pounds of food? The youth of the Marysville, Washington stake did it in about 3 hours. There were approximately 170 of them, and to be fair, they did get a little help from their adult leaders. Dressed in yellow vests, bearing the words, Mormon Helping Hands, these young men and women went door to door in pairs gathering donations. Along the way, they had some very heartwarming experiences, most notably meeting a family who receives help from their local food bank, and an obviously poor elderly woman who didn't have much to spare. But in both cases, these people were deeply touched by the actions of the youth and still sacrificed by donating food. Talk about the widow's mite. The Marysville, Arlington, and Stanwood food banks were the recipients of the generous donations from individuals in each community. The directors of these three food banks were overwhelmed with gratitude for the amount of food donated by the community and collected by the youth and adults of the Marysville stake.
By the numbers. 127. Number of temples operating worldwide as of August 9, 2008. The Church in Ireland. The first missionary to Ireland arrived in Belfast in May 1840. He was followed on July 28 by the Apostle John Taylor. More than 600 people heard Elder Taylor preach that evening in Newry. 3 days later, Thomas Tait was the first to be baptized. As part of the 150th anniversary of the church in the British Isles in 1987, markers were dedicated at the site of the first baptism and at the birthplace in Dublin of Elder Charles A. Callis of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, once president of the Irish Conference while serving as a missionary during the 1890s. Here are a few facts about the church in Ireland today. Membership, 2,710. Missions, 1. Congregations, 13. Family History Centers, 3. Information from newsroom at www.lds.org. My favorite scripture. My favorite scripture is Alma chapter 48, verse 17, because it tells about what a great man Moroni was, and that if we were all like him, Satan would have no power. Preston T., 15, Utah, USA. Tell us about your favorite scripture in one or two sentences. Send it to newera@ldschurch.org.
We need you. We want to hear what you've got to say. Would you like to be on our New Era email panel? From time to time, we have questions or requests that we'll send out to those who are on our email list. We might ask you for your response to an article. We might ask you to tell us about your favorite mutual activity, or we might ask you what topics you'd like to read about in the future. If you'd like to be on the list, just send an email to newera@ldschurch.org letting us know you want to be on the panel. Right away. Your parents called it dating. But is that term too, well, dated? Whatever you call it these days, and we'd like to know just what you call it, we'd like to hear about what it means to you. Tell us how you date in your culture. What kinds of activities do you do? How do you keep your standards high and in line with the guidelines in For the Strength of Youth? Send your responses to us at New Era Dating, 50 East North Temple Street, room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA, or email newera@ldschurch.org. End of What's Up?